Interview with Jim Melchert by Mady Jones for the Archives of American Art. Jim Melchert for the Archives of American Art.
I suppose, in a way, we should start with art.
Well, a little bit about your background of where you were born and
kid,
how did you know you wanted to be an artist?
I suppose I'm what's called a first-generation artist, in that I'm not aware that there were any artists in either my mother's or my father's families. There were musicians, teachers, but no artists. Mm-hmm. Although when I was a kid, I loved to draw, and I just drew. And one thing that my dad did for me that was very nice was to always keep paper for me that was either blank on one side or something that he wasn't going to use. And he'd set this aside and I could just use all the paper I ever needed.
And what did your dad do?
My dad was a minister, a Protestant minister. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a small German-speaking community in Ohio where my dad was the pastor of a large church. He had been born in Wisconsin. His family were farmers. Mm-hmm. And my dad was the first one in his family to get a formal college education. And of course, if you came from a poor farming family, the only way in which the family was willing to sacrifice to put you through college was if you were going to go to the ministry. It was like the family religious faith mm-hmm. was very, very important to them. Mm-hmm. And my mother's family were Swiss originally, and her father was a minister, her mother's father was a minister, the long line of ministers mm-hmm. in that family. And her two older brothers were in training for ministry and were in college with my dad. And that's how my mother met him, mm-hmm. because he was a friend of theirs. And in any event, my dad was the first one to get a formal education with his family, and it was always clear to us children, my two brothers, my older brothers, myself, that we too would be educated for a profession. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it was a fulfillment of dreams that family must have had with them when they first came from Europe mm-hmm. in the middle of the 19th century. And it came from Prussia. And I think to a certain extent the wonderful thing about this country has been that people, like families, have been able to realize their dreams mm-hmm. at long last. And in many cases education was a large part of that. Well, I was the third son, and therefore it was odd. I had more freedom to choose a direction for myself than my brothers had. And my oldest brother was to be a doctor. Only when he got out of the Navy and finished college, he did have the GI Bill, but there was such competition to get into medical school in those days mm-hmm. that unless you had some kind of assistance through family contacts or whatever, very hard to get in. Mm-hmm. And my brother certainly didn't lack the grades, but I don't think he came from a college that had a substantial enough reputation mm-hmm. to help him there. And so he ended up becoming a clinical psychologist with a doctorate, but it wasn't what my dad had in mind. Mm-hmm. But in any event, by the time I was in college,